Holy Quran at 7:30, and then we will have Allah'ın uncle reciting the Mersiya.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين خاتم النبيين حبيب إله العالمين سيدنا ومولانا بالقاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المظلومين المعصومين الميامين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من يومنا هذا إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد وقد قال الحكيم في كتابه الكريم وقوله الحق بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واستكبر هو وجنوده في الأرض بغير الحق وظنوا أنهم إلينا لا يرجعون الحمد لله we are discussing about the various verses of the chapter Qasas. In this chapter, Allah has mentioned the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam. We reach to this ayat number 40 from this chapter Qasas. The result why the Fir'aun and his chiefs are rejected the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why they are not ready to accept the message of Allah through Hazrat Musa and Harun. The result that Allah has mentioned in this verse of Quran is because of their arrogancy, because they are feeling that they are having some fear of losing their power and also losing their government. They are rejected the message of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and not ready to accept the divine message of Hazrat Harun too. Wadannu annahum ilayna la yurja'un. Why a man or a woman ready to reject the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because they are not having the faith on the day of judgment. Why a man or a woman become the arrogant in this world? Because they are not having faith and belief on the day of the judgment. They will basically, this is the main reason why we are not accepting the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the result that Allah has mentioned in this verse of Quran. Now we move to verse number 41. The وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ عَيْمَةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يُنصَرُونَ. Here in this verse of Quran, Allah has mentioned that there are two types of leaders are there in this world. Those who are inviting people towards them, the one is, we have mentioned in various verses of this chapter, those who are inviting people towards the guidance and the truth. The other one is, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَيْمَةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ. Two types of leaders are there, Aimmatul Huda and Aimmatul Nar. These are basically this division has been mentioned in Quran, in various verses of Quran. One is those who are inviting people towards truth, and those who are inviting people towards the untruth or batil. That Allah has used the word is Aimmatul Huda and Aimmatul Nar. Aimmatul Huda, the Imams of Guidance. Those who are inviting people towards guidance and the truth. Aimmatun nar, those who are inviting people towards hellfire or fire. Basically, two types of leaders are there. Allah has mentioned the names too in the Quran, and also their messages and their attributes and their virtues, what they are doing in this world. We have to understand that who are the Aimmatul Huda and who are the Aimmatul Nar. That's why one of the Aimmatul Huda, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, they have come with the guidance. They ask people to follow the divine path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here Fir'aun and the followers of the Fir'aun and Haman, they are inviting people towards the hellfire. Here Allah has mentioned the two paths, the path of those who are inviting the people towards the guidance and the path those who are inviting people towards the nar al hellfire. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَيْمَةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يُنْصَرُونَ. Here, the second phrase of this verse of Quran is mentioning one of the concept of the Day of the Judgment. The belief of the Day of the Judgment that we have mentioned in the last verse of Quran too, that the faith and the belief of the on the Day of the Judgment will affect on our this life too. Whatever we are doing in this life, in this world, it will going to affect on the Day of Judgment too. Whatever we are doing, whether a good work or a bad work, whatever we are doing in this world, it is going to be seen in that coming world that is known as the Day of Judgment. Fir'aun and the followers of the Fir'aun, they are inviting people towards the Nar or Hellfire. They are thinking that on the Day of the Judgment, Allah will help them. They are waiting for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in the result, what they are done in this world, they are going to see that Allah will not going to help them on the Day of the Judgment. Everyone, those who are here, they need help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. When they are want to move on the Sirat-e-Mustaqim, at the time of the accountability, at the time of the Hisab, we need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no result at all in our hand. If you want to enter into the paradise, we need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can't enter into the paradise. We know that in this world we are doing a lot of mistakes. A lot of sins are there on our shoulders. But without help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, basically we can't enter into the paradise or heaven. That's why Allah has mentioned that Fir'aun and the chiefs of the Fir'aun, they are thinking that without help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will enter into the paradise, they will be succeed. No. يوم القيامة لا ينصرون. They will not get any nusrat, any help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. This is the main result. Those who are doing unjust in this world, they have to think that if they are thinking that they will need any help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, they can't if they are not on the right path. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَيْمَةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يُنْصَرُونَ. يَدْعُونَ, this word has been for those who are doing Amr bin Maruf or Nahyaz Munkar too. يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ, one of the sign of a believer, they will call their friends, their family towards the good deeds. يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. This is a basically very much essential for us, those who are believing Islam, those who are following the message of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. Their responsibility is that they have to invite people towards khair. Yad'una ila al-khair. One of the meaning of the khair is love of our Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. We know that one of the meaning of khair is the love and the personality of Hazrat Ali alayhi salam. Yad'una ila al-khair, the responsibility of all the believers to invite people towards the good and towards the vilayat of Mawla Ali alayhi salam. Whenever we are staying. That's one of the sentence that has been used by Hazrat Bilal alayhi salatu wasalam in the desert of Ghadir. The sentence that he has used at the time is Hayya ala khairil amal. The people, he has invited people towards the best deed of the time. What is the best deed of the time in the desert of Ghadir? That is the vilayat of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. That yad'una should be there in our community. Yad'una should be there in between our society, that they have to invite people towards khair. Yad'una ila khair. Because some people are there. Those who are inviting people towards nar. Yad'una ilan nar. People are there. Though they are inviting people towards fasad, corruption, fitna, and nar. Some people should be there. They have to invite people towards khair. Yad'una ila al-khair. Quran has mentioned both of them. Though some of the people are inviting towards nar or hellfire, and some of them are inviting people towards khair and the good deeds. Inshallah, may Allah give us tawfiq to invite people towards khair. Inshallah. Please recite salawat on Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Next slide, please. Of this verse of Quran, in this verse of Quran, this is a continuation of the last verse of Quran. That those who are not having any faith on the day of the judgment, they are inviting people towards nar or hellfire. One question will come in our mind is that what punishment they are getting in this world? Because we had discussed about the good people. Those who are doing good in this world, Allah will reward them in this world and hereafter. One of the verses of Quran is Kadhalika Najzil Muhsinin. How Hazrat Musa got reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because he was a good doer, Allah has rewarded him in this world and hereafter. In this world, he got the messengership and prophethood from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the coming world, Hazrat Musa has a great status in the eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the both the world, whatever we are praying for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, our namaz, our roda, our hajj, we will get benefited from these worships in this world too. And the coming of world too, in the day of the judgment. Kadhalika najzil muhsinin. The good people getting reward in this world and the coming world. What about the bad people, those who are doing unjust in this world? Whether they are, the azab is for them on the day of the judgment, the punishment for them on the day of the judgment, or they are getting punishment in this world too. That this is the verse of Quran that is mentioned, Allah is mentioning in this verse of Quran, we made a curse pursue them in this world too. In this world, they are getting la'nat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the word la'nat has been used for those who are not on the right path, those who are doing unjust in this world. The word lanat, there is no worse than the word lanat for them. This is the greatest punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of lanat? What is the meaning of lanat? Lanat is not a word that we are supposed to use for some people. Lanat means us cursing them. What is the meaning of curse? That may Allah keep them away from His mercy. May Allah keep them away from. Because our life is connected to the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our life is connected to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For a while, when we are disconnected from the mercy and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our life will become worst. That's where we are asking. La'anat means, may Allah keep them away from the mercy and the blessings of that Allah in this world. They are away from the blessings and mercy of Allah. There is the best, there's the worst punishment that Allah has given for the unjust people in this world. That la'nat, la'natullahi alal kadibin, la'natullahi alal fasiqin, la'natullahi alal dhalimin. This is the word la'nat Allah has been used for them, those who are Fir'aun, Haman, and their chiefs, the mala, and the followers and the lashkars, and also those who are today, now in this world, those who are following the unjust people are supporting them, the lanat will be there. The word lanat will be there, the curse will be there, and the message behind that curse. Why the curse is there? Allah has mentioned in various verses of Quran, nowadays, today, if somebody, some people are doing unjust to the others, they are following the zalimin, that means the lanat will be there. The lanat will be there. There's no need of any, we didn't need of any Quran or some verses of Quran to reveal on Mu'mineen to say lanat to them. No, Quran is for every era or for every time. The Quran has developed the message. If the people are zalim, they are supporting the zalim, the lanat will be there for them. Yahadi dunya lana wa yawm al qiyamati hum min al maqbuhin. Again, the third punishment for them. Not only they are getting punishment on the day of the judgment, and also on maqbuhin. The word that Allah has been used here, maqbuhin, means that they will be zaleel on the day of the judgment, humiliated on the day of the judgment. But what they have done in this world, they are trying to humiliate the believers and the those who are having the faith on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, same thing will be as a punishment Allah will use for them. They are maqbud. Maqbud, the word will come from qob. Qob yani burai. Qob yani their faces will be look like as a la'nat, or the faces will look like as a punishment. The faces itself will become humiliated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will have this punishment too. Three punishments they are getting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what they have done in this world. The first one, la'nat in this world. One beautiful verse of Quran is there, that verse of, you know, that Mubahila. Mubahila, they are asked that to curse each other. At the end of the message, they are ready to curse each other. The Ahl Bayt has went against the Christian of the time. They are ready to curse each other, but the curse has not been happened. We know that the Christians of that at that time, they are ready to accept to pay the tax to the our Prophet. They accept the tax, but the curse will remain there. Walanatullahi alal kadibin. The curse will be there. One of the companion of our Imam asked from our Imam, "Oh Imam, what happens to that curse? What happens to that lanat? If that lanat has not been used, the result will be that cursing. But the cursing has not been used at that time, because they are accepted the message of paying the tax to the government of our Prophet. Where the curse has been gone? The curse is there, but where is that curse? That our Imam has replied to them, the curse is still remaining on the heads of the Zalimin. Still the curse is there. Those who are not ready to follow the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that curse will come on their heads. This curse will there. For those who are telling lies in their life, lanatullahi alal kadibin, the curse will connected to them. That means the curse is this in this world, but the curse is waiting for the kazibin. The curse is waiting for the zalimin. Whoever the zalim, who is the kazib, the curse will be connected to them. The first punishment that Allah has given to them is la'nat, and the second one, they didn't get any support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of the judgment, that everyone needs the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third one will be that wa yawm al qiyamati hum minal maqbuhin, they are the hideous people on the day of the judgment. They will be humiliated what they have done in this world too. Allah keep us away from this type of zalimin, inshallah. Please recite salawat wa Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Next slide, please. Here Allah has given a complete message in the last two verses of Quran. Allah has given the complete message that what Fir'aun and the followers of the Fir'aun had done in this world, what punishment they are going to get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world and also hereafter. Now the responsibility will come towards the followers of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Not only don't think that Hazrat Musa has done his job, the followers will be nothing to do in this world and the hereafter. No, they are having the great responsibility what Hazrat Musa has conveyed the message to believers of the time, the followers of Musa at that time. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ. Allah has given lot of things to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Lot of things to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. One, we can remember the two miracles and two clear signs that Allah has given to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And what Hazrat Musa asked, the support of his brother Harun, Allah has provided him. Hazrat Musa asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, they are ready to take revenge from me. I want to be an assurance from you. They are not going to take revenge from me. Allah has granted that thing to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And now Allah has granted him a book is known as Tawrat at-Torah. To Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, after destroying those who are trying to kill Hazrat Musa or the kill the children of the Israelites, after that Hazrat Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has revealed the book of Tawrat on Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to guide the people and to guide the followers at that time, those who are trying to follow Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونُ الْأُولَى. Then zalimins are gone. Allah destroyed all the zalimins, those who are Fir'aun, Haman, and Junuduhu. Allah destroyed all of them. Now the time will become after destruction. The time of constitution will come for what? That after the destruction of the enemies, now the followers of Abu Musa have to follow certain constitution. What is that constitution? That is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Torah. Here, the real exam, a real test of the followers of Hazrat Musa starts. Just destroying the enemies are not enough. Just keeping yourself away from the enemies is not enough. Now you have to follow the right path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we follow the right path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The book is in your hand. Allah asked Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to come again to the Mount Tur. And Hazrat Musa went there, he got the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the face of book. And he come with this book to deliver the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This book containing three attributes of that book are there. Allah has mentioned in this verse of Quran, أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ الْأُولَى بَسَائِرَ لِلنَّاسِ. What is the message of this book? What we can get from this book by reciting the Torah, what we can get from that? This book contains the great message. This book brings you the clear of your heart. That is the word has been used in verse of Quran is basirat. This book will bring basirat to you. Your insight will be there by through this book. You will get your insight. Your heart will become clear. Your life will become very clear. You can see the things by your eyes of your heart. You can see the things what is going on in this world. That is the main aim of the revealing this book. That basirat will, Allah will send you the basirat through this book. It opens your mind, it opens your heart. You can think clearly what is going on in this world, what is the right and what is the wrong. This is the message of Quran. Also, Quran is there. One of the message of Quran is basirat. And one of the message of the holy books of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is also basirat, the insight. Basairan linnas wa hudan. The second thing that will come, the quality of the Torah is the book of guidance. This book is ready to guide you towards the right path and the divine message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third quality of this book is, this is the book of rahmah. Book of basairun linnas, insight, the book of guidance, and the book of rahmah, the book of mercy. What a book it is. The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in search of guidance. We are in search of insight. We are in search of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All three qualities are mentioned in this one book. If you follow this book, you can get all those things that you are waiting for those things. Most of the times we are in search of some materialistic things in the holy book. What we can get? Where to go? We are trying to use this book for istikhara. Just for istikhara. But Allah has mentioned, though, istikhara is the side thing. This book is not revealed for only istikhara. This book has been revealed for guidance and mercy and to clear your heart. Most of the times we received a call from a mu'min or a mu'mina that we are waiting for a istikhara. What good time is for istikhara? We are going to change our house. How can we get the istikhara? Just for istikhara, we are not receiving any call. Oh, Maulana, how can we stay on the right path by using the verses of Quran? Which verse is better for us to stay alive in this world, to work hard, to get some peace and also get some peace of mind in our life? Which is the best chapter of the Quran? Which is the best verse of Quran? We are not going to ask those things. But Allah has revealed in this verse of Quran, this book is book of guidance, book of mercy, and book of the peace and insight for you. Basairun linnas, hudan, and rahmatun. All of those things are mentioned for those people who are aware to get these messages. La'allahum yatadhakkarun. Book is there. A leader is there. Imam is there. Book is there. What is our responsibility? Take the guidance. Imamul Huda is there. Kitabul Huda is there. This is now we have to move forward. Now we have to come forward to get guidance from this book and this our Imam. Now Allah has blessed us by Imam and this book. I think I can say that in our religion, the Shia religion is the best religion in this world, the only religion in this world. They are having both Imamul Huda and Kitabul Huda. Imamul Huda and Kitabul Huda. What is our job to do? Our job is to move forward and ask guidance from this book and this Imam. Our Imam is there. He is ready to guide us. This book is there. This book is ready to guide us towards the right path. Now we have to take stand. We have to come forward and recite the book that Allah has revealed on us. Quran is a complete and perfect book that Allah has revealed after Torah. All the messages of Torah are in Quran. All the messages of Bible are in Quran. That means the Quran is a complete and perfect book. This in this month we are responsible and we are have to think about the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is Quran. We can promise in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month, inshallah, we'll try to give 15 minutes of our life to Quran every day. Just 15 minutes. 10 minutes for the recitation and the 5 minutes for the translation of the Quran. That is enough. 15 minutes is enough. Our life, 24 hours we are getting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can give 15 minutes for Quran. That is our 2 hour constitution itself. We will get benefited from that, those 15 minutes, inshallah. May Allah give us tawfiq. La'allahum yatazakkarun. This is tazakkur and recitation of the Quran. Awareness towards the holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very much essential for us. Otherwise, we are answerable in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because our Prophet is going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reciting this verse of Quran. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ هَذَا قَوْمِ اتَّقَدُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. He is going to say in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my followers, those who are following the Quran, they are not respected the Quran, they are not given the importance to the Quran, what importance the Quran needed in their life. Our Prophet is going to say in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our responsibility is to think about Quran and what has Allah revealed in this Quran. Inshallah, may Allah give us tawfiq. For this tawfiq, please recite Salawat wa Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Quran ke is paigham ko samajhne ke liye, ye hamare basirat ko bada deta hai, ye hame hidayat ki taraf le aata hai, ye hame rahmat ki daawat deta hai, ye behtareen kitab hai, aasmani kitab. اس کو سمجھنے کے لیے انسان کے پاس عقل ہونا ضروری ہے، انسان کے پاس شعور ہونا ضروری ہے. کتنے لوگ تھے آخری پیغمبر کے زمانے میں جنہوں نے قرآن کی آیتوں کو سنا، پیغمبر کی زندگی کو دیکھا اور قرآن کی معنویت، قرآن کی فصاحت اور بلاغت کو درک کیا، لیکن اس کے باوجود وہ حق کے پیغام کو ماننے کے لیے تیار نہیں تھے. رسول بلاتے رہے، لوگ بھاگ، لیکن ان میں سے کچھ لوگ ایسے تھے جو رسول اسلام کے پہلے پیغام کو اپنے دل سے لگا لیا، پہلے ہی وحی کے پیغام کو اپنے دل سے لگایا. رسول کی زندگی کو دیکھا، رسول کے کلام کو سنا، رسول کے میسیج کو سنا. جس نے سب سے پہلے رسول کے کلام کو سن کر ایمان کا اظہار کیا وہ مومنہ ہے، حضرت خدیجہ سلام اللہ علیہ. بڑا مشکل مرحلہ ہوتا ہے کہ انسان پہلے ہی پیغام کو سن کر ایمان لے آئے، پہلے ہی پیغام کو سن کر ایمان کا اظہار کرے. اس لیے کہ بعض روایتوں میں ہے کہ حضرت خدیجہ حضرت ابراہیم علیہ السلام کی شریعت کی پابند تھی، جیسے عبد المطلب، جیسے حضرت ابو طالب تھے، لیکن ظاہری طور پر اسلام کا اظہار بھی ضروری تھا. اس اظہار سے رسول کو طاقت ملی، اس اظہار سے خود تمام مسلمان جو بعد میں مسلمان ہو رہے تھے ان کو طاقت ملی ہے. اس کے لیے بہت بڑی عقل چاہیے، بہت بڑی بڑا شعور چاہیے کہ انسان، بعض لوگوں کے سامنے سارا قرآن پڑھ ڈالیے ان کے اندر جنبش تک پیدا نہیں ہوتا، سارا قرآن پڑھ ڈالیے ان کے اندر احساس تک پیدا نہیں ہوتا. ایک آیت اقرا بسم ربک الذی خلق، ایک پہلی آیت کو کوئی سنے اور کہے کہ یا رسول اللہ یہ آپ کا پیغام نہیں ہے، در حقیقت یہ اللہ کا پیغام ہے. ایمان لے آنا، ابتدا ہی میں اور ایمان لانے کے بعد قربانیوں کا سلسلہ شروع کر دینا. لوگ انتظار کرتے ہیں کہ ہم سے پوچھا جائے تو کچھ دیں. حضرت ختیجہ نے بتایا نہیں, پوچھے جانے کے بعد دینے کا کمال نہیں ہے, پوچھنے سے پہلے دے دو. اپنی ساری دولت رسول کے قدموں پر ڈال کر حضرت ختیجہ نے فرمایا یہ مال میرا نہیں ہے, یہ مال تمہارا ہے. دو تصور ہیں, کبھی کبھی دیا جاتا ہے میرا کہہ کر, کبھی کبھی دیا جاتا ہے تمہارا کہہ کر. میرا کہہ کر دینے میں وہ انکساری, وہ توازن نہیں پایا جاتا جو تمہارا کہہ کر دینے میں. اگر حضرت ختیجہ یہ کہہ دیتی کہ مال میرا ہے آپ بانٹیے, تو رسالت ماں آپ کے اندر وہ شرمندگی کے احساس ہوتا کہ میں ان کا پیسہ بانٹ رہا ہوں. لیکن ختیجہ نے کہا نہیں, آپ کا پیسہ ہے آپ بانٹیے, تو پھر افتخار پیدا ہوتا ہے. بہت فرق ہے شرمندگی میں اور افتخار. تو ایک شعور تھا اس خاتون کے اندر. ایک نہ تنہا آج کل کے عورتیں اگر چاہیں تو ایک بہترین درس لکھ سکتے ہیں حضرت ختیجہ سے, کہ ایک بہترین تاجر, ایک بہترین تاجر تھی اس وقت, تاجرہ جسے کہہ سکتے ہیں, بہترین تاجرہ جس نے سارے بزنس کو سنبھال کے رکھا تھا. ایک ایڈمنسٹریشن ایڈمنسٹریٹو پاور تھا اس خاتون کے پاس, سارے بزنس کو سنبھال کے رکھا تھا. اور بزنس کو سنبھالے, کردار پہ دھبا آنے نہ دے. غور کیجیے گا اس جملے کی طرف, میں ایک صفت بیان کرنے جا رہا ہوں آپ اس عظیم شخصیت کی, کہ ایک صفت ہے حضرت ختیجہ کی صفت ہے کہ آپ کو کہتے تھے ملکۃ العرب, آپ عرب کی سب سے مالدار خاتون تھی. وہ مالدار خاتون ہو جانا کمال نہیں ہے, وہ پیسہ جمع کر لینا بھی کمال نہیں ہے, لیکن دوسری صفت جو آپ کی ہے روایتوں میں بیان کی گئی ہے, آپ کا ایک لقب ہے, آپ کی ایک صفت ہے طاہرہ. طاہرہ یعنی پاک و پاکیزہ. وہ پاک و پاکیزہ کا لفظ اگر میں اسلام کے آنے کے بعد استعمال کروں تو سب کے ذہن میں آئے گا, چلو اسلام نے ختیجہ کو پاک کر دیا ہو, اسلام نے ختیجہ کے کردار کو پاک کر دیا. نہیں, جاہلیت عرب میں رہ کر جس نے اپنے کردار کو پاک کیا ہے اسے ختیجہ کہتے ہیں. یعنی برے ماحول میں رہ کر جس نے اپنے کردار پر دھبا آنے نہیں دیا اسے حضرت ختیجہ کہتے ہیں. یوں ہی پروردگار عالم کسی کے آغوش کو فاطمہ زہرا کی آغوش قرار نہیں دیتا. متحرہ کے آغوش کے لیے, پرورش کے لیے طاہرہ جیسی آغوش ضروری ہے. فاطمہ جیسی شخصیت کی پرورش کے لیے ختیجہ جیسی آغوش کی ضرورت ہے. مال تھا, بزنس, تجارت, سب کچھ تھا آپ کے پاس, لیکن آپ نے اپنے کردار پر دھبا آنے نہیں دیا. ملکۃ العرب طاہرہ, پاک و پاکیزہ ختیجہ تھی مکہ مکرمہ. یہ بھی آپ کا لقب ہے, ام المومنین آپ کا ایک لقب ہے, کہ آغوش کو پروردگار عالم انتخاب کیا. جب کوئی مدت کے بعد جب بھی موقع ملتا تو آپ حضرت ختیجہ کی تعریف کرتے پیغمبر اسلام. آج لوگ کہتے ہیں نا بیویوں کی تعریف کرنے کے لیے مرد جو ہے شرماتے ہیں. ہمارے ہاں جو بیویوں کی تعریف کرتا, حتی ہمارے استاد کہتے تھے سلام کرنے سے بھی گھبراتا ہے مرد گھر میں آتے کہ بیوی کو سلام کرے. تو کیوں بیوی کو سلام نہیں کرتا؟ کوئی مرد نہیں چاہتا کہ بیوی سلام, سلام یعنی سلامتی زندہ رہے. کون شوہر چاہتا ہے کہ بیوی اس کا زندہ رہے؟ ہمیں بیوی کو سلام کرنے سے بھی گھبراتا ہے کہ سلام کروں یا نہ کروں. بچوں کو سلام کر دے گا, بیوی کو سلام کرنے کے لیے تیار نہیں ہوتا. لیکن پیغمبر اسلام نے, دیکھیے روایتیں ہمارے پاس دیں, یہ چیزیں وہ ہیں جو ہم اپنے گھریلو زندگیوں کے لیے انتخاب کر سکتے ہیں. ایک مدت کے بعد بھی حضرت ختیجہ کی تعریف کی پیغمبر اسلام نے, اللہ کا سلام سنایا ختیجہ کی خدمت میں. جب وہ معراج سے آپ تشریف لائے تھے, تحفہ کیا ہے یا رسول اللہ؟ ختیجہ کی خدمت میں تحفہ کیا ہے معراج کا؟ اب اکیلے چلے گئے معراج پر, تحفہ تو لے آئیے. پیغمبر اسلام نے فرمایا اللہ نے ختیجہ کی خدمت میں اپنا سلام بھیجا. یہ لوگوں کا سلام نہیں, آج لوگوں کے سلام کو ہم ترستے ہیں. اللہ سلام بھیج رہا ہے اس شخصیت کی خدمت میں جس نے دین کے لیے بہت کچھ کیا. تعریف کرتے رہے, تعریف کر, 25 سال کے بعد بھی پیغمبر اسلام حضرت ختیجہ کی تعریف میں مگن رہتے تھے. آپ کی کسی زوجہ نے آپ پر اعتراض کیا, یا رسول اللہ ایک بوڑھیا تھی اس دنیا سے چلی گئی, آپ اس کی تعریف میں لگے ہوئے ہیں, اللہ کو آپ نے کئی بیویاں عطا کی اس کے بعد. پیغمبر اسلام کا جملہ سنیے گا, بڑا خوبصورت جملہ ہے. یہ حقیقی معنی میں دوست کسے کہتے ہیں, حقیقی معنی میں ہمسر کسے کہتے ہیں, حقیقی معنی میں شریک حیات کسے کہتے ہیں. پیغمبر اسلام نے فرمایا اس وقت ختیجہ نے میری مدد کی جب کوئی مدد کرنے کے لیے تیار نہیں, کوئی مدد کرنے کے لیے تیار نہیں. شوہر اگر تکلیف میں ہو, پریشانی میں ہو, سب سے زیادہ اس کی امید جو وابستہ ہوتی ہے اللہ کے بعد گھر والوں سے. अगर घर वाले उसके साथ खड़े हो जाएं, दुनिया की कोई ताकत उसे कमजोर नहीं कर सकती, कोई बिजनेस उसे नुकसान नहीं पहुंचा सकता अगर उसकी बीवी उसके साथ खड़े। पैगंबर साहब फरमाते उस वक्त खदीजा ने मुझे मेरी तस्दीक की जब कोई तस्दीक करने के लिए तैयार नहीं था, उस वक्त उसने मेरी मदद की जब कोई मदद करने के लिए तैयार नहीं था, उस वक्त उसने मेरी हिमायत की जबकि कोई मेरी हिमायत करने के लिए तैयार नहीं था, मैं अकेला था। अगर खातून खाना ने अगर मेरा साथ ना दिया होता तो दीन इतनी तेजी के साथ ना फैला होता, दीन इतनी तेजी के साथ नहीं फैला। अबू तालिब की हिमायत, हजरत खतीजा की दौलत, मौलाए कायनात की शुजाअत, पैगंबर इस्लाम का अखलाक, ये सब मिलकर दीन इस्लाम को परवान चढ़ा, दीन इस्लाम इस तरह परवान चढ़ता कि सारे लोग अपने सिफात को हाजिर कर, अल्लाह उस शख्सियत की खिदमत में सलाम पहुंचा रहा है। ना तना पैगंबर इस्लाम ने तारीफ की, जब भी कोई हजरत खतीजा का रिश्तेदार पैगंबर इस्लाम की खिदमत में हाजिर होता तो पैगंबर इस्लाम उसका एहतराम करते और एहतराम करके बताते, मैं इसलिए एहतराम कर रहा हूँ कि ये हजरत खतीजा का रिश्तेदार है, इसके एहतराम करने से खतीजा खुश हो जाएंगे, उनकी खुशी का ख्याल रखा। इसे कहते हैं दीन, इसे कहते हैं दीन इस्लाम। सब कुछ कुर्बान कर दिया दीन इस्लाम के लिए, दीन को परवान चढ़ाने के लिए, अल्लाह सलाम सुना रहा है, पैगंबर इस्लाम एहतराम कर रहे हैं। वो खातून जिसकी दौलत मक्का मुकर्रमा में मशहूर थी, वो जब इस दुनिया से जाने लगती है, इंशाल्लाह कल की बातें कुछ बातें होंगी, वो इस दुनिया से जाने लगती है तो वो वसीयत करती है असमा से, कहती है असमा मैं इस दुनिया से जा रही हूँ, अगरचे मैं मलिकतुल अरब थी लेकिन अब दुनिया से जा रही हूँ, मेरे पास इतना पैसा नहीं है कि मैं अपना कफन खरीद सकूँ। क्या आप यकीन करेंगे इस मकाम तक इंसान कुर्बानियां दे रहा है इस्लाम के लिए, उसके पास अब कफन के पैसा तक ना। मेरे शर्म आती है कि मैं रसूल इस्लाम से कहूँ कि अरे मेरे सरवर, अरे मेरे सरताज, मेरे कफन का इंतजाम कर दो, कहीं उनके पास भी पैसा ना हो तो कहीं शर्मिंदा ना हो जाए। असमा कहना रसूल इस्लाम से कि वो अपनी रिदा को मेरे कफन के तौर पर इस्तेमाल करे। खदीजा भी बहुत बाशऊर खातून थी, रिदा कफन का काम करे तो रसूल के दोष पर रहने वाली रिदा कफन का काम भी करेगी, शफात का काम भी करेगी। इसे कहते हैं शऊर, इसे कहते हैं अक्ल। उसे कहना कि मेरे कफन का इंतजाम करे। दूसरा जुमला जो शहजादी ने फरमाया, अः असमा मेरी छोटी बच्ची है उसका ख्याल करना, उसका नाम है फातिमा, उसके आंख में आंसू ना आने देना, उसका बड़ा एहतराम करना। जब इज्दिवाज और रख्सती का मौका आए, मेरी बेटी ब्याह होकर अपने शोहर के घर जाने लगे, उस वक्त बेटी को माँ बहुत याद आती है। असमा मेरी तरफ से तुम मेरी बेटी के साथ रहना, हर कदम पर मेरी बेटी के साथ रहना, देखो मेरी बेटी को कोई तकलीफ ना पहुंचाए। मैं कहूंगा अय उम्मुल मोमिनीन, आपकी सिफारिशों पर पैगंबर इस्लाम ने भी अमल किया, हजरत असमा ने भी अमल किया, कोई खुश रखा शहजादी को, लेकिन उस वक्त तक जब तक रसूल की आंख खुली हुई थी। अभी रसूल की आंख बंद नहीं होने पाई कि फातिमा के दरवाजे लकड़ियां जमा कर दी, उस दरवाजे को आग लगा दी जिस दरवाजे पर मेरा रसूल 6 महीने मुसलसल इन घर वालों को सलाम करता रहा। आखिर में शहजादी ने मरसिया पढ़ा, सुब्बत अलैहिम الا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين سيعلم الذين ظلموا اي منقلب ينقلبون۔ بارہ اللہ پروردگارہ ان عظیم ہستیوں کے طفیل میں ہمارے اس قلیل عمل کو قبول کر لے، جہاں جہاں ظالمین ہیں جو ظلم ڈھا رہے ہیں عراق میں، بحرین میں، پاکستان میں، پروردگار ان ظالمین جلد از جلد نیست و نابود کر دے، مظلومین کی نصرت فرما، اماکن مقدسہ کربلا، نجف، قادمین و سامرہ کی حفاظت فرما۔ پروردگار اس سال ہر سال ہمیں حج و زیارہ سے مشرف فرما، خصوصاً کربلا کی زیارت نصیب فرما، امام زمانہ کے ظہور میں تعجیل فرما، ہمیں ان کے آوان و انصار میں شمار فرما۔ وآخر دعوانا الحمدللہ رب العالمین۔